Ritam,
Ritam,
da.
Pritam,
Prito.
Anto fim Prito.
Anto fim Prito.
Aditya.
Aditya.
After offering prayer.
After offering prayer.
Ruta.
Ruta.
In anger.
In anger.
Rasputa.
Rasputa.
Trembling.
Trembling.
Araram.
Araram.
To slip. Punaha.
Punaha.
Again.
Again.
Aha.
Aha.
To say.
To say.
Avani.
Avani.
The plant earth.
The plant earth.
Vita.
Vita.
In fear.
In fear.
Sansabhya.
Sansabhya.
After settling.
After settling.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
The mind.
Atmana.
Atmana. Finding intelligence.
Finding
intelligence. And closing. The very sense Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayer, the creator was still not pacified in his lips, trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows. Follows in order to convince the king. There's no purpose, so we will read the next verse and the next verse. Sanchar is yo manjum niboda ravidam sami sarvata saran arati yata madhu saro guya. My dear Lord, please satisfy your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I shall make before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Atmilokita Swamishi Munivistatragadhidhi Drishta Yoga Prajastasya Pumtam Shriya Prasidaye. Translation. To benefit all human society, not only in this life but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. Various civilizations take advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by great sages and brahmanas for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as shrutis, and the additional supplementary presentations of these principles, as given by the great sages, are known as smritis. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both Shruti and Smriti. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. Bhakti Dasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life, but does not refer to the Shrutis and Smritis, he is simply a disturbance in society. One should follow the principles laid down in Shrutis and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life, but in material life as well. As far as human society is concerned, it should follow the Manu Smriti as well, for these laws are given by Manu, the father of mankind. In the Manu Smriti, it is stated that a woman should not be given independence, but should be given protection by her father, husband, and elderly son. In all circumstances, a woman should remain dependent upon some guardian. Presently, women are given full independence like men, but as we can see that such independent women are no happier than those women who are placed under guardians. If people follow the injunctions given by the great sages, Shrutis and Smritis, they can actually be happy in both this life and the next. Unfortunately, restless are manufacturing so many ways and means to be happy. Everyone is inventing so many methods. Consequently, human society has lost the standard ways of life, both materially, spiritually, and as a result, people are bewildered. There is no peace or happiness in the world. Although they are trying to solve the problems of human society in the United Nations, they are still baffled because they do not follow the liberated instructions of the weather. They are unhappy. Two significant words used in this verse are Asmin and Amushmin. Asmin means in this life and Amushmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life, and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are restless and foolish, what advice can they get? Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this verse, the word Amushmi very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will have a profitable next life, just as a boy is educated in order to become happy later, and should be educated in this life in order to attain an eternal and prosperous life after death. It is therefore essential that people follow what is given in the Shruti and Smriti to make sure that the human mission is successful. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashkachyati Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivastati Gauravakarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare To follow the instructions of the Vedic civilization is for our own best. Actually, we are blind when it comes to see our real self-interest. Why? Well, because we cannot see ourselves. Do you all have a clear vision? What is your true spiritual identity? All what we know now is that we will be servants of Krishna. But precisely what our spiritual identity is not known to us at this particular stage. So how then can we know what is our real self-interest? A person who suffers from what is called amnesis, that means he has forgotten what he is, cannot know his real self-interest. Srila Prabhupada has given us an interesting example in this connection. It is the example of the rich man's son who is lying in the street because he has forgotten his father. He is experiencing intense misery, running from street to street, searching maybe in the waste paper basket as in Papierkorb for his livelihood, and talking incoherently many things which do not make any sense. So, what a poor man. If he would know that he is the son of a rich man, he would easily solve all his problems by simply returning to his father. But since he has forgotten his identity, therefore he has to experience suffering. The greatest welfare you can show to such a person is certainly to remind him. In the same way, the very scriptures are scriptures who are meant to remind the fallen conditioned soul who is suffering only due to forgetfulness. They are meant to remind them to their eternal father. Now when we look at this example, a person suffering from amnesia, how can he be healed? How can he be saved? Well, you really have to talk to him repeatedly about his father, so that one day there will be the, what is called in German, the aha effect. You know, that means he recognizes again his own true nature. That's why we repeatedly hear also from the Vedic scriptures. Sometimes it is said that, oh, in our lectures and sometimes also in our books, the information is which already has been given is repeated again. This is boring. Sometimes I have heard this other way. Those who say like this do not really understand how the Vedic scriptures help the conditioned soul. It is necessary that the lost son, so to say, again and again hears information about his father in order that he can remember one day. In the same way, we always have to hear, you're not the body, you are the part of Krishna. By hearing this repeatedly, one day there will be the effect, I'm actually not the body, I'm part and parcel of Krishna. It will be not theoretical knowledge for us, but practical knowledge, by repeatedly hearing again and again. Actually, all spiritual knowledge and all spiritual processes begin at this point. Spiritual, eternal part of parcel of Krishna. So that's my first point today. The second point is that a devotee should have firm faith that Krishna is there watching his spiritual life and desiring to protect him from the influence of Maya. We have to make a little endeavor, but if we do that, Krishna will be able to protect his devotee from the Krishna will protect his devotee from the influence of Maya. That's a necessary necessary point in our life, because it is quite easy in this material atmosphere to again fall under the influence of Maya, which after all has ruled us for many thousands upon thousands of years. A devotee should be afraid of coming again into the influence of Maya, and this fear will burn away his enemies lust and greed and enviousness and so on and so forth. In other words, fear usually is something which is considered to be very bad for someone. If you're always afraid, then you might develop problems in your physical body even. That can be seen, you will only be able to walk like this. And, you know, might develop other strong Haltungsschäden, difficulties in your whole personality. But here we hear that there's one fear which is good to have, and that fear is to again fall under the influence of Maya. A devotee must have this fear in order to be successful in his life in Krishna consciousness. So it is Krishna who can protect us from this fear of Maya. I want to tell you a little Prabhupada Leela, which I think you will like very much. As you know, Srila Prabhupada went every morning on a morning walk. So, on one morning walk, he demonstrated his practical knowledge about affairs of this world. There was a dog attacking the devotees. And Prabhupada went, "Hut, hut!" And the dog, when he heard this, ran away in utmost terror. Yes, he really struck like anything. So then, one devotee had seen this, and next day when they were walking again, there was another very big dog running to in the direction of the devotee. This devotee called Nanda Kumar said, "I will, you know, Prabhupada doesn't have to do this again." He just ran to the dog and said, "Hut, hut!" But the dog became more agitated and more heavy, and now it attacked Nanda Kumar and chased him all over the beach. You know, Prabhupada was walking on the ocean side on the beach. So finally, Nanda Kumar had no other shelter than to run to Prabhupada with the dog behind him, and Prabhupada just smiled. He took his cane, the stapa, and just looked at the dog and said very firmly, "Hut, hut!" The dog, "Yeah!" Immediately, he felt so much luck in his heart, so much fear, that the dog ran away. So this is Nanda Kumar said, "Prabhupada, I also said this." "Yes," said Prabhupada, "but you are not me." So if Maya, if the path of the dog of Maya has to run away, our hat, our no-no must be very strong. Otherwise, Maya will not listen to us. And we say, no. Then Maya will not be impressed very much. We have to have a very certain resolve in our heart to say no. Otherwise, we will not be successful. Sometimes devotees they become a little bit discouraged when they see that their life is full of obstacles. In this connection, I want to tell you a little story from the Mahabharata. It was about one little prince called Uttara something. Uttara Kumar. He was the son of Vidat, yes, of Vidat, of King Vidat. And once he had, yes, you know, the Kolavas came and took away all the cows of Vidat. So after he had heard it, he went to Brihadrata, was his name, Brihadnala, isn't it? Brihadnala, who was no one else than Arjuna in disguise. You might remember the last year of the exile of the Pandavas was spent at the court of King Virat, and Arjuna had taken up the disguise of a eunuch. He taught the girls singing and dancing. He had a passion for dancing and singing. He was an artist, you know. So it's not wrong to be a dancer. Arjuna also liked this very much, and he just thought to engage his hobby during the last year when he was in the exile. And Bhima became a cook, and Yudhishthira became a counselor, brahmana. And Nakula and Sahadev also took up certain activities. One took care of horses and the other took care of the cows, I believe. So, yes, they were all absent when the cows were led away, and Uttara Kumar, he thought, well, I'm going to slay all these Kauravas. He was just a young man. And he asked Brihadnala, the eunuch, to become the chariot driver and follow the Kauravas. Now, when he finally came where the army of the Kauravas was, he was totally shocked. He had no inspiration to fight, but he actually wanted to, he asked Brihadnala to drive home as brittle as possible, as fast as possible. But Brihadnala was a mighty Arjuna. He could not leave the battlefield without finishing all his enemies. And he therefore did not obey the command. So Uttara Kanda said, I'm leaving, this is too much. And he just jumped from the chariot and began running away. So at this, we had Nara also jumped from the chariot and, you know, ran after him, captured him by the hair, said, come on, you cannot run away from the battlefield, this is not possible. So the mighty Kaurava army they saw this. They were just laughing. What is happening? But some of them who saw Brihadmala with his open flowing hair looking like a woman, they felt a terror coming up in their spine. They didn't know why, but they decided the eunuch is too much, you know. And he reminded them of someone, but they couldn't remember exactly whom. So then, Brihadmala, you know, he said, come on, you have to fight. You become the charioteer, he said to Uga. Let me fight, you know. I know also a little fighting. And then they went to the first thing they did is they drove away from the battlefield, and the Kaurava said, oh, this is very funny. You know, they laugh. They drove to the Chaila tree where Arjuna and the Pandavas had put their weapons covered with leather so that it looked like a corpse hanging on the tree. Inside there are these powerful weapons. Corpse, you understand? Corpse? Dead man, the Leiche. Yeah. Der Baum ist da so. So then Arjuna took his bow, the celebrated Gandiva bow, and came back, and again the Kauravas, what is here? What is going on? This child wants to fight with us, but now we see he's driving the chariot, and this eunuch, this strange person is there. This is very, very strange. So all of a sudden, they saw how Brihadmala took his bow. They know, ooh, this is bad. He does it so expert. He reminds us of someone. And then before they know, two arrows were going past the head of Bhima, just like this. And then the sound was there. It seemed to tell him, may I fight with you? Because don't forget, Bhima was the one, not Bhima, Bhishma, yes, or grandfather Bhishma, was one of the gurus of Arjuna, you know, fighting gurus. And then Duryodhana, what he saw is, boom, boom, two arrows just falling down before his feet, laying in obeisances. It seemed to him it was the mighty Arjuna who begged for the permission to fight. You know, and that somehow they just said, then all of a sudden this eunuch began to fight, and no one had ever seen such wonderful strategy. He was moving as fast as the blitz, the flash in the cloud, and no arrow could get him, but he was shooting and killing all the warriors and creating a stream of blood. So the Kauravas had to, when it just became too much, they had to all run away from the battlefield and leave the cows and of King Virat, which then were brought home by Brihadmala and Uttarakhanda. So I just wanted to tell you this little story, to make the point clear. When you enter a battlefield, don't run away! Like Uttarakhanda, like Uttara, Kumar, sorry. This is the battlefield of life. We have to become Krishna conscious. the dog of Maya will always come boom, boom. And we have to be strong in our know. We cannot say it half-heartedly, otherwise we will not be very impressed. But keep on attacking us. This is the point. Now, in order to be strong with Maya, a devotee has to believe in the protection of Krishna. Otherwise, if he does not feel that the Lord will protect him always, he will feel hopeless in the world. Isn't it? So, there is a very nice verse which there is one thing, there is a very nice verse quoted by King Parikshit. I think you all know King Parikshit was actually attacked and he had 7 days to live, right? He was cursed. And during these 7 days, he actually asked the Brahmanas, or Sukadeva Goswami, to read the Bhagavata to him. Now, what would you do if you would know you would have 7 days? An interesting question, isn't it? Would you go home and stay at your home place with your mother and father? You know, take a good rest, because in the temple sleeping is not so good, so well possible. Would you repair your bicycle and make a bicycle tour? Super good nature. Or would you maybe take a lot of prasadam to be purified? I think we all would try to make a chanting marathon, isn't it? Chant as much as possible on our Japa Mala. That sounds like a good idea, isn't it? You might lose every other interest in just doing that. So Parikshit Maharaj, what he did is he heard from a self-realized soul, Sukadeva Goswami. For 7 days they made a marathon, no eating, no sleeping, just hearing food. Slujane. And then in the midst of it, Parikshit Maharaj said something very good, and I want to read it to you. He felt actually great ecstasy with all this Lujana. Oh yeah, I was slow this morning, but wanted to read this to you, but where is it now? Can I read this? Tam upayatam pratyantu vipra ganga chadevi drita chittam ishe vijo pashvishta kukas
Sakshakova Dashat Valangayata Vishnugata.
O pure Brahmanas, please know me as a fully surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganga accept me as one whose heart is offered to Lord Krishna. Let the winged serpent Takshaka, or whatever magical creation has been called by the son of the Brahmana, bite me immediately, if it so desires. But may you all go on singing the glories of the Lord. In other words, he felt so enthusiastic by what he had heard so far that he thought, this is so good. He actually took full shelter in the Bhagavatam. He thought, it can come now, I'm prepared. By regularly reading the Bhagavatam, Krishna actually appears in the life of a devotee. You have to do it every day though, and you will realize how Krishna is there. And if Krishna is there, what can Maya do? Huh? Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andaka. See? Ihan? Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Maya Radhika. Oh, with the help of our local Brahmana. Wherever there is Krishna, no, Krishna is like the sun, Maya is like the darkness. Wherever the Krishna sun is present, Maya has no desire. So therefore, when we do our service, even in this remote corner of the world called Flensburg or Hürup, we should have that spiritual sound vibration. Like when we do our candles, we should have a lecture or a bhajan or a kirtan tape recorder should go on. Then we should rise early and attend the morning program, see the deities, pray to them for protection, and in this way make our jivas, our life, a full success. So Hare Krishna, I want to end here and want to thank you all very much. It was very ecstatic to have your association, dancing, chanting, and nice prasadam. Maharshi was dancing so good, nice to see. We had a nice program in Flensburg. It's so nice. We just have to have such type of association in full Krishna consciousness. Then this life is very easy to just go back home, back to Godhead without any problem. So, do you have any questions?
According to the first question, you put another Panchayatika in the Shastras in Shikha, as long as one is not acting according to scriptures, one cannot be happy.
And even when it comes to disturbing
in society.
Yeah.
I read in the Nectar of the Ocean, which the Lord is following, that if you have ecstatic attachment to a human and chanting about the Lord, your duties according to Vana and Ashram is not
relevant anymore.
What does it mean for us if Krishna consciousness comes? wounded Serbian gendarme with all the members of the ISKCON.
Van Schandam is a good, is the best social model which is in existence. But sometimes the devotee who has Krishna in his mind will act in a way which no Vanashram follower would act in. Why? Well, he sometimes the rules of Vanashram Dham may not be so conducive for developing ecstatic Krishna consciousness. We ourselves accept everything favorable for Krishna, for developing Krishna consciousness, and reject anything unfavorable for which is not for Krishna service. For instance, sometimes you act, you don't just act only like a brahmana, but sometimes you act like when there is need, you would clean the temple floor or do other things. So, why? Because it's favorable to Krishna. Now, someone who doesn't have Krishna in his mind cannot act like that. Someone who is not Krishna conscious will also not act favorably to Krishna, but he is restricted in his activities to just, how do you say, the activities of Vanashram. Because he is not a devotee, or at least he is not interested so much in the more direct way of serving Krishna by hearing about him and spreading his glory. This what it means. Of course, we have seen also that sometimes devotees who are on a very high stage will act as if they are ordinary people. Why? Because they do not want to disturb others.
And on that point, isn't it that the special ISKCON is meant for development of the manical qualities? That even if you have Vaishya tendency or Kshatriya tendency, if you have, if the brahminical tendencies are there, you can act in ISKCON. If it's not there, then you have to sit with yourself a little bit outside. Because the Prabhupada said once that ISKCON is meant to create brahmanas or to educate brahmanas.
The main activities of the devotees are certainly brahminical ones, like book distribution and preaching activities to spread Krishna consciousness. That all this will remain the main thing. But other activities are also welcome. We just need to give devotees who want to do other things the right facilities and space. I think that it's good if they, like now we all talk so much about new types of businesses, prasadam business. This will be done in, not in our temple kitchen, because the whole thing goes on in a different way. The whole development goes in a different way. They will have outside kitchens and work from there, operate from there. So silent. Very sorry, but can you become an old man? Anyone else with a question? That's Lenskov philosopher. Yes. What is your name?
Aradhya.
Aradhya. Very good name.
Is there time for technical questions? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one picture painting actually in connection with Kshira Chora Gopina.
Mm-hmm.
That story when the Pujari
hit the pots of Kshira.
Maybe you know already what is the question. There are deities of Radha Krishna on this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have heard that Madhavendra Puri was the first Acharya who established worshipping of Radha Krishna. Before him, there was Krishna alone worshipped.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So, were these deities of Gopinath were established by him, or the picture is not adequate?
No, it's like this. There was first Gopinath